podcast, Dr. Dick McCann, co-author of Team Management Systems, explores the TMS case studies collection. This extensive international resource features case studies covering the full suite of TMS profiles and e-learning modules.
A few years ago, we published the third edition of the TMS case studies collection, with 110 cases written by TMS network members from all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, the USA and Canada, Asia, Europe, South Africa, and the Middle East. These case studies were a record of innovative ways that network members used the TMS toolkit for personal, team, and organizational development. Network members from all over the world have told us how they've valued this information. Now we've released the fourth edition with more than 50 new cases for you to read and learn from. We've also included some extensive video interviews that I've conducted with key master trainers around the world. Let me tell you about some of these new cases. Joppe van Graan, an industrial psychologist from South Africa, has a unique way of working with teams, based on his experience with important others teams, such as husband and wife. He focuses on operational competencies based on the results of TMS work preference distributions. He defines an energy print and uses a fascinating equation for measuring the level of trust in any relationship. He's also written with Pierre Botha about Nedbank, South Africa's green bank, and how he used his energy concept to develop better teams. Two of our German network members have also contributed. Betty Boden describes using the TMP with a pharmacy in Dahlenberg, North Germany. And TMS master trainer and distributor, Mark Choischner, presents two case studies, one about helping an organization with innovating by embracing different perspectives, the other's about working with linking skills using a Canvas-made linking skills model. Martin Allen has a case study about using several TMS products in the Diploma of Management at Riverina TAFE College in Australia. I love his quote of a Sufi proverb which says, "A donkey with a load of holy books is still a donkey." Have a look at the case study and find out what this means. Maybe it'll cause you to pause, reflect on its meaning, and discover its truth. There are contributions from our Brazilian network members too. One is by Patricia Prospero and Matilda de Lima. Their case study, A Vanguard in Brazil, describes how they helped a medical supplies company launch a new product in Brazil. Harpal Dutt shows how she used both the QO2 and the team management profile to dispel early scepticism and encourage more cohesive teamworking in a school's health team in the London borough of Hammersmith and Fulham in the UK. Pat Evatt also used the QO2 in her work with Tarong Energy's business and financial services unit. Tarong Energy is a large utility company generating power for Australian consumers. Pat describes how she applied the workplace behaviour pyramid, comprising the TMP, the QO2, and the window and work values in a two-day development workshop. Rosie Fennell has also used the QO2 and describes how she helped Singapore engineers unlock creativity and innovative thinking. Sarah Ekbal is a master trainer in the head office of TMS and has provided a case study on how she used the team performance profile to measure team effectiveness. This is a great TMS product which provides practical ROI measures to chart the difference in team effectiveness before and after an intervention. Anne Barclay has a great article about how she develops team leadership skills with her clients by creating insights gained through using the linking leader profile, the LLP, combined with the team management profile, the TMP. She also offers valuable reflections for practitioners using the LLP. Paul Robinson, Peter Robinson, and Paul Morgan from New Zealand have written about a New Zealand utility company that underwent a big reorganization. They've worked with around 650 people and administered the window and work values profile. The focus was to create and develop a meaningful organizational values charter as part of the alignment process. There was extensive use of window on work values profiles with the aim of reaching a consensus about what kind of culture was most likely to satisfy the interests and needs of stakeholders. Judith Selleck has also worked extensively with the window on work values profile and describes how she uses it in coaching and leadership. Cliff Shallon works extensively in Asia. His case study focuses on using the TMP and LLP to manage talent in one of the world's largest custom research organizations. Peter Nixon also works extensively in Asia and explains how he used Mandarin versions of the team management profile questionnaire to help with ROI in a major Australian bank. Ian Gillies from South Australia is a TMS master trainer of long standing. He highlights two case studies, one describing his work with the enterprise workshops, the other in organizational development. Stuart Mitchell's also a South Australian TMS master of long standing. He's written an extensive case study of how the TMS toolkit was used in a major initiative to develop high-performing clinical teaching teams in the health professions. There's a wealth of information here for any network member to borrow. Karen Schultz, Amanda Farjak, Maggie Loffrey, and Dana Kreese have done extensive work with both the TMP and the LLP. Their case study reports on two major initiatives in Australian organisations. The Strategic Team Development Profile is a great consultant's tool. Pam McDonnell explains how she used it with the Murray Irrigation Authority to help them develop their strategic plan in an environment that's politically sensitive. Kevin Monk has an unusual case study where he describes how he used both the Strategic Team Development Profile and the Team Management Profile with critical incidents and response management teams in wildfire fighting organisations in Victoria, Australia. Bonnie Coopers, a master trainer with TMS Americas, the organisation that distributes TMS in North America. They're increasingly working with virtual teams, which she sees as the new normal rather than unusual. She tells the story of working with a group of HR professionals in a large pharmaceutical organization. Libby Bells, a global manager for talent and learning in Sinclair Knight Mertz, and explains how she embedded the TMP in their International Managing People program and in the Graduate Development Conference. So you can see how extensive these new updates are to the TMS case studies collection. To find out how you can purchase this new fourth edition, visit our online store at the TMS Global website, tms.com.au. Even if you just pick up one good idea, it's really worth it. Happy learning.
You've been listening to a podcast from Team Management Systems. For further information, please visit our website at tmsworldwide.com.